All right, so tell me what you were going to say. Ooh.
I had an injury like 5 or 6 years ago, and I've never really fully taken time to heal it until like this summer. So
a little slow on the draw there. Okay, so what happened?
I was very sick, and I fainted, and I fell into a bathtub and got I twisted my pelvis, and I also twisted my spine. So
okay. And that was 5 years ago?
Yes.
Okay, and you fainted and fell. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you do physical, you get very specific and very descriptive. Okay? All right, so where's your pain level at now? 0 to 10.
Maybe like 4.
4? Okay. So do you have a limited range of movement?
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay. All right, you ready? Even though. I fainted. Not in a good place. Worst possible place. Right into the tub. And nobody even videoed it. Could have got 10 grand. On America's Funniest. Instead, I just torqued my whole body. Threw my hips out.
My pelvis.
My back.
My shoulders.
I'm a mess.
Amen.
Took a spill.
Right in the tub.
Porcelain won.
And
I'm still paying. And it's not going to get better.
Because
I waited so long.
Thought I could ignore it.
Thought it would go away.
The bathtub won.
It's really embarrassing.
I just fainted.
No falling gracefully for me. I took myself out. With a tub. And hurt myself. All the ways.
I'm storing.
Cellular memory. Of this trauma. All the cellular memory. Of fainting.
Of not knowing.
The way I hit.
The way it sounded.
What I could smell.
Even in my subconscious,
as I fainted,
it still happened to my body.
The way I torqued myself,
I thought it would heal.
It's not healing.
All the way I'm storing.
Tub trauma.
Sick trauma.
Even though I never thought I'd laugh in front of a room full of people. Over falling in the tub.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if laughter
really did work
as healing medicine?
I took a spill in the tub.
And there was no video.
And it's really not funny.
This really happened to me.
All the way.
I'm storing trauma.
In my vertebrae.
In my pelvis.
My collarbone.
My shoulders.
My spine.
All cellular memory.
Of the trauma.
Of the sickness.
The impact.
And all the pain after.
5 years of pain.
5 years.
Of hips.
Not knowing
that they're supposed to not feel.
All this pain.
All the ways.
My hips.
Have been pretending.
I'm an old person.
I feel cheated.
5 years.
It's embarrassing.
I'm too healthy for this.
I'm too busy for this.
It doesn't fit me at all.
I fell in the tub.
Want to get over it already.
Invite this body.
All the muscles of this body.
My hips.
My sacrum.
My pelvis.
My spine.
All neuropathways.
Anywhere I'm storing.
Cellular memory.
Of the trauma.
Of the impact.
The way I landed.
The way I twisted.
The way I wasn't even conscious.
To break my fall.
To avoid the tub.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me. That should not happen.
That should not happen.
I was safe.
I was safe.
Should have been safe.
Should have been safe.
Thought I was safe.
Thought I was safe.
How could I get hurt?
How could I get hurt?
Like this.
Like this.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
It is over now.
It is over now.
All tubs are safe.
All tubs are safe.
I'm safe by tubs.
I'm safe by tubs.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
It really was traumatic to my body.
It was really traumatic to my body.
It really torqued my whole body.
It really torqued my whole body.
This absolutely happened.
This absolutely happened.
It really is over now.
It really is over now.
I invite my body.
I invite my body.
To release all habitual patterns.
To release all habitual patterns.
Since the accident.
Since the accident.
I invite my body.
I invite my body.
To release all memory.
To release all memory.
Of chronic pain.
Of chronic pain.
Of discomfort.
Discomfort.
Since the accident.
Since the accident.
And to instead.
Remember.
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 I invite my spine.
I invite my spine.
My hips.
My hips.
To gently, integrate healing, as they restore, memory, of a healthy structure,
my healthy structure.
This body remembers how I felt, who I was before that fall. I release now
all repetitive patterns
of injury, of the shock of pain. The depression of pain.
The depression of pain.
The rejection of pain.
The rejection of pain.
The sadness of pain.
The sadness of pain.
This really happened to me.
This really happened to me.
It's really felt awful.
It's really felt awful.
It's not a good fit for me.
Not a good fit for me.
I'm seeking to release.
I'm seeking to release
all attachment.
All attachment.
Through human memory and experience.
Human memory and experience.
Of being messed up,
of being messed up.
Compromised.
Compromised,
limited,
limited.
Hurt.
Hurt.
Wouldn't it be nice,
it be nice
if this ridiculous tapping,
this ridiculous tapping
allowed my body,
to remember?
Perfect alignment.
Perfect alignment.
Perfect alignment.
Perfect alignment.
I've lived enough years.
I've lived enough years.
That my body.
That my body
has more memory.
Has more memory.
Time-wise.
Time-wise.
Of perfect alignment.
Perfect alignment.
Than after the accident.
Than after the accident.
After the sickness.
After the sickness.
And all that was going on in my life.
And all that was going on in my life.
All the way.
All the way.
I felt stress.
I felt stress.
And fear.
And fear.
And uncertainty.
And uncertainty.
All the grief.
All the grief.
All the pain.
All the pain.
I couldn't cope with at the time.
I couldn't cope with at the time.
That manifested.
That manifested.
In sickness and a fall.
In sickness and a fall.
I love myself.
I love myself.
I accept myself.
I accept myself.
I release.
I release.
All the trauma.
All the trauma.
I thought I had to store.
I thought I had to store.
I'm ready to let it go.
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 I invite this physical body.
I invite this physical body. Body,
to ever so gently, restore itself,
to balance,
to gently,
move muscles and bones,
calmly.
Calmly.
I oxygenate all my muscles.
I oxygenate all my muscles.
All my tendons.
All my tendons.
So that as I align my spine,
my collarbone,
my shoulders,
my pelvis,
the muscles can remain supportive,
flexible,
comfortable.
Comfortable.
All the ways I have known,
tension and stress,
stored in all the weak links.
All the
I love and accept me.
I love and accept me.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Okay, take a big deep breath. Okay, any specific memories, thoughts, or?
Yeah, that was unexpected.
I'm so sorry we couldn't find tissue.
That's okay.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I was holding out on the tissue.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't realize that I have a lot of guilt associated with that injury. And just my parents having to spend a lot of money to, like, fix myself, and then I never got better, and I wasn't good about doing my exercises, and... it happened right before my dance company's
competition season, and everyone had to change everything for me because I couldn't compete. And just feeling inhibited and like knowing that I shouldn't feel this way when I'm 21 years old.
Okay, so I'm going to do just a little bit more. Remember, when we're tapping, it's not what I would speak normally. Okay? You ready? Okay. Even though. I'm just such a loser. I'm such a pain. I'm such an inconvenience. I feel like I'm a curse.
I feel like I'm a curse.
To everybody else.
Unbelieving.
At some level.
I planned it.
I said, hey, look at this.
I could faint right here.
Fall on the tub.
And everybody will pay.
I would never do that.
I'm believing I did that.
I'm holding the guilt.
The shame.
As though I planned it perfectly.
Couldn't have done it any better.
Cost everybody money. Time. Inconvenience.
This really happened.
I'm believing it's my fault.
Of
course it's my fault.
I'm the one who got hurt.
And didn't recover.
It's my fault.
And even though.
I could have done better.
I really couldn't.
I would have done more.
If I could have.
I didn't set out to hurt anyone.
Most especially not me.
This really did happen.
It was so unfortunate.
It was really awful.
It was costly.
With money.
With time.
With energy.
It was really costly.
I'm believing.
I'm too expensive.
I'm a loser.
I'm a problem.
I'm an inconvenience.
This really did happen.
To all of us.
This terrible thing happened.
To my family.
To my dance company.
This accident.
Really did happen.
It really is over now.
It really is awful.
And
if I could do it any other way,
I would have recovered quicker.
And yet I would never
have traded places
and let my mother fall.
Or my father fall.
Or a different dancer.
Experience this.
I did not create this.
To hurt everyone.
To be expensive.
To be inconvenient.
This really happened to all of us.
And any way I participated.
Consciously or unconsciously.
I forgive me.
If I would have had a choice.
From this consciousness level,
I would never hurt myself like that.
I didn't like being the one.
That needed the money.
The care.
The attention.
I didn't like being that one.
Anywhere I'm storing trauma.
Of all that I took on.
All the responsibility I felt.
All the responsibility they felt.
I wonder if it's time enough.
That I could let it go.
I wish I could undo it.
I wish I could turn time back.
Maybe instead.
I could just move forward from here.
I want to trust my body again.
I want to create healing.
Even though I can't fix.
That terrible time.
I want to forgive me.
I want to forgive them.
I want to forgive the tub.
The sickness.
The stress and pressure.
All the many little things.
That contributed.
To this very difficult.
Five-year
life experience.
I want to do over.
I'm just young enough
to have a better experience.
I'm ready for a better experience.
I'm ready to forgive myself.
Whatever commotion was created.
And however it was centered around me.
Oh, I would continue to feel guilty.
guilty.
If it could undo it.
If it could undo it.
Change it.
Change it.
Fix it.
Fix it.
Give all that time.
Give all that time.
All that money.
All that money.
All that inconvenience.
All that inconvenience.
Back to everyone.
Back to everyone.
Holding this guilt.
Holding this guilt.
Holding shame.
Holding shame.
Holding responsibility.
Holding responsibility.
Is no longer serving.
Is no longer serving.
I felt really bad.
I felt really bad.
If I could have changed it, I would.
If I could have changed it, I would.
I felt really bad.
I felt really bad.
This really happened to all of us.
This really happened to all of us.
Anything I'm storing in my body.
Anything I'm storing in my body.
In my spine.
In my spine.
In my pelvis.
In my pelvis.
In my pelvic girdle.
In my pelvic girdle.
In my sacrum.
In my sacrum.
In my earth memory.
In my earth memory.
I'd like to create.
I'd like to create.
Massive healing.
Massive healing.
Not just for my body.
Not just for my body.
But for all the stress and tension.
But for all the stress and tension.
It created for all of us.
It created for all of us.
I'd like to imagine.
I'd like to imagine.
That it's possible.
That it's possible.
That I could create healing.
That I could create healing.
For my parents' stress.
My parents,
how frustrating.
How frustrating.
That they couldn't give me back.
They couldn't give me back.
The health they wanted for me.
I forgive them.
For any pressure I perceived.
Any pressure I perceived.
I ask them to forgive me.
I ask them to forgive me.
For any pressure I perceived.
For any pressure I perceived.
This really happened to all of us.
This really happened to all of us.
It's safe to let it go.
I'm letting it go.
I desire to let it go.
I desire to let it go.
I request gentle integration of all possible healing.
All possible healing.
Allowed by spiritual law.
Allowed by spiritual law.
At this time on earth.
This time on earth.
In my body now.
In my body now.
Okay, big breath. A little better. Okay, so I got some real big fingers there. So like your muscles. Lots of water, and you might have to rub them. And if you can remember, like tap and say, oxygenate these muscles now. Because as your pelvis is moving, I don't know, you can feel that it's like, whoa, those muscles are like, what? So you got to kind of work with them. So it's really good to, all of our hands have many, many chakras. Your hands are healing. Think of when you don't feel good. Don't you want somebody to touch your forehead? Or when you bump something, don't you want to hold it? Your hands are very powerful. So when your body's going through massive adjustment like that, you know, hold on. All right?
Thank you.
You're welcome.